Welcome to Your Family's Health. This is Joan Buckley from the Department of Nursing here at Nassau Community College. And Your Family's Health is a program that focuses on healthcare issues and resources that are available to you here in Nassau County. On the show, we speak to experts from around the country to keep you up to date on resources and healthcare issues right here on Long Island. So today we're going to be speaking to Lori Edelman, who's a registered nurse at South Nassau Community Hospital. And we're going to be talking about Long Island's first freestanding emergency department. So if you want to know more about how to stay healthy in Nassau County, stay tuned for the next half hour to the voice of Nassau Community College, WHPC 90.3. So welcome to the show, Lori Edelman.
Thank you so much for having me, Joan.
And I'm so thrilled to have a nurse as a guest. I think this is going to be probably a little bit different. Usually we get the other avenue, you know, the medical people, but this is great. So if you would just let the listening audience know a little bit about who you are, or your role with this wonderful service, and a little bit about, you know, what it is. What is a freestanding emergency department? What's it considered?
Right, sure. So I am a nurse for many years. I started my career at South Nassau and kind of bounced back and forth for a few years to more in the city. But I've been at South Nassau for a very long time. My role currently is as a director of nursing for the emergency department and a few other inpatient units, but also for the freestanding ED, which is a very exciting initiative. We've done a lot of work. You know, after Sandy, the barrier island was left pretty much in a position where they had very little health care other than an urgent care type environment. And as a resident of the Barrier Island, as well as most of my staff, we were pretty much looking forward to doing something much more at a higher level than an urgent care system. So when they discussed opening up a freestanding ED, we were very excited. So for us, the freestanding ED is just like another floor in the hospital. It's 5 miles away, but our staff are the same staff that work in the emergency room here. We rotate all of our staff through both areas. And they all have the same certifications. It's the same physicians, same nurses, same ancillary staff. We have a lab. We did a little research, obviously, before we opened up. We visited other freestanding EDs upstate in the city to see what it was they did. They were very helpful, I have to say. And we developed a lot of processes. It's a great initiative, and the community has been very welcoming. I have to say, in the beginning, they were nervous. They wanted a freestand. They wanted a hospital. And I can appreciate that because, again, I live in the community. However, I have the inside information about the type of health care that the ED provides, and I knew what we were providing in the freestanding ED, so I really wasn't quite as nervous because I know it's the same team and that we provide a great service. And then should we not be able to send you back home and you had to stay, we have processes in place that are very smooth to deliver you to the main campus and right to an inpatient bed.
Now, you said you did a lot of research by visiting other sites upstate and what have you. What was it about that piece of property that made it the place to put up this freestanding emergency department?
Well, we had already established ourselves there as an urgent care center when after Sandy on that existing site. And again, though we were labeled an urgent care system, we were at a different level because it was nurses and physicians. It wasn't just techs and physicians. So we were a little different than the other urgent care centers. And also, that piece of property is familiar to the community. That is where they knew the hospital was, Long Beach Hospital. So it was not like trying to find where is this new place. Everybody pretty much in the community knew where Long Beach Hospital was. So should they try and go there, maybe they thought it was open, they would find something there,
yeah,
as opposed to having to wonder where we were. So it kind of lent itself to a familiarity that worked for the community.
Now, once you were open, did you hear from the community that they were waiting for this? Because I have a few friends that live in Long Beach, and so I've heard the same story that you just kind of recapping, that people were very familiar with Long Beach Hospital. Many of my nurse friends worked at Long Beach Hospital.
Right.
So, right, Sandy was like a catalyst for this adventure kind of thing for South Nassau Community Hospital. Did people say, you know, we've been waiting for you to do something? Or because, I, you know, in the news, they get a little bit of info. And
right.
South Nassau Community Hospital is really trying to reach the community wherever they are. So to me, this seemed like a very, very good fit.
Right. Before we opened, we had numerous community meetings. So we invited the community leaders, and there was a beach debate group, and just the regular community members to come to the meeting to show them what we had in mind, what mm-hmm. we were looking at. There was a lot of conversations that went back and forth about FEMA money. There's some confusion about that. You know, the FEMA money is really just for bricks and mortar. It doesn't pay for, you know, salaries. It doesn't. So it's like, well, here's the money to build, but then you have to take it over from
yeah.
there. So, you know, there was a little bit of education that had to take place, and people were very attached to the Long Beach Hospital, and I understand that. But again, as I said to them, your concerns are mine. I live here too. But I also know what we're bringing to the table, and it's a very high quality care, you know, level of care. My staff are very well trained, and they're also, you know, they have all sorts of certifications, and the physicians are steeped in emergency medicine. So I was not as nervous, but I was trying to impart that to them. So we had numerous meetings, and the hospital also had a number of consultants to go in to see what are the community's needs. And we met with a lot of the community members, and most people who would come in, a lot of them came and said, you know, we understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. They were happy that something was going to be there. Once it was built, I think that we gave a number of tours. When they saw what it looked like, they were a little bit, it kind of quelled them a little bit more, so they felt a little bit more comfortable. And this summer, and since we've opened, I think we've kind of proven ourselves. You know, we're not a trauma center in Long Beach. However, if something happens and it's right there, they do bring the patients there. We are set up to stabilize and transfer, and we do that extremely well. So
now,
no matter what the situation, you know, we don't encourage them to bring a trauma to us. But if
right.
they do, we're able to, it's the same physicians and nurses that are here, so the skill set is the same.
And 5 miles is not for EMS or anything. 5 miles, once they make the decision that the patient would be fine to go to your place or they didn't have the time, they would bring you there. But 5 miles is like really pretty easy, I think, for them to judge whether they needed to go to the main hospital or the urgent center. You know, the I'm not calling it the urgent center. You didn't hear that, Lori.
Yeah, okay.
I'm calling it the freestanding ED.
Right. 5 miles,
sorry.
Lights and sirens. We have an ambulance that is stationed. Yeah. The hospital has its own ambulance that is stationed at the urgent care center. And they will come if we decide that you need to be admitted. Generally, if you're admitted, then you go right to the main campus into an inpatient bed. If there's a question as to they want to do a little more testing that's at a higher level than we can do there, then you'll come to the ED here, and then you'll be admitted or discharged, and our ambulance service will bring you back, and they bring you here. So we provide that. The ambulance service also, the hospital's ambulance that is on standby at South Nassau, also augments the Long Beach EMS system. Because they were struggling somewhat. So if the Long Beach EMS ambulances are already engaged in a call mm-hmm. and another call comes in, they will call our ambulance service, who will go into this town of Long Beach and assist them with that call, you know, with the next call.
That's amazing. You know, this is, now I want to ask, if I'm a patient, I'm just here as this one, because I'm from the ER myself, mm-hmm. And long ago, that's why ER, but ED, if I get admitted and I'm going to a bed, am I held in the freestanding emergency department? Yes, right? Until the bed's opened up?
Well, you're only held, yeah, right. If
as
the
long
bed
as you
is
get
not
over.
Open yet, if the bed is occupied, if we're at a high census time,
mm-hmm.
you'll stay in the ED at Long Beach, but usually not for very long. Then they tend to block the beds quickly here to accommodate the patients
right.
from Long Beach because we don't want it to get backed up there.
Yeah. Now, how many beds do you have in your emergency department, the freestanding one?
So it's certified for 6 beds with 3 observation beds.
Okay.
Then we have the capacity to surge to an additional 18 beds, you know, total of 18 beds.
Wow. And and I think it's nice. You said the whole staff, all members of the team, the ED team, rotate through. Do you find that that's really a positive piece from the staff's perspective? Have you heard from the staff about that?
The staff like going to Long Beach. There's only a few minor changes in training. Like, you know, they opened up a dock this summer. The town put in a floating dock to that's an addendum to the ED in case somebody comes in from the waterway or the Coast Guard brings somebody in. So we have a process to accept patients from the dock. So that requires its own training, and all of the staff, as they rotate through, get that specific training. It's easier to keep everybody fluid between both areas. First of all, because the volume and the acuity sometimes is much greater here in Oceanside than at Long Beach.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that everybody stays at the level that they're supposed to in terms of their ability to handle multiple patients and high-end traumas that might not go to Long Beach.
I think it sounds like a great way to keep everybody just happy. It's nice to get out of the same spot all the time.
Yeah.
And then the environment down at Long Beach has got to be a little bit different, like a little bit different culture.
It is a little bit different.
Yeah. I think it sounds really good. I think I should unretire myself and go back to work at an ED. But,
it's a great environment. And the patient, you know, every hospital collects patient satisfaction. They call patients after they're home to see their experience.
Yeah.
We happen to use a company called HealthStream. Some people use Prescani. But the scores for the Long Beach ED every quarter since it's opened has been in above the 90th percentile, for which we get a certificate every quarter. So the community is obviously happy.
Well, that sounds really, really, really good. You know, this is a really good time for us to take a little break and come back and talk more about this freestanding ED in Long Beach. So you're listening to Your Family's Health on the Voice of Nassau Community College at 90.3 WHPC. This is Joan Buckley, and we will continue talking to Lori Edelman after this short break.
WHPC.
We now return to Your Family's Health.
Welcome back to Your Family's Health. This is Joan Buckley, and we've been talking to Lori Edelman from South Nassau Communities Hospital, and we've been talking about the first Long Island freestanding emergency department, and it's located in Long Beach, who waited quite a few years to get it set up. But now, Lori, before the break, we were talking about location and patient satisfaction and things like that, and a little bit about staff satisfaction. But overall, how do you feel that it's working? Are there anything that still needs to be worked out? Is there anything that you'd like to see a little bit different because of that? How long have you opened so far? You're open a year?
So we opened in August
of
2015.
Opened.
Right.
Okay.
In 2015. So we've been open a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, in July of 2014, is when we opened the Urgent Care Center, and then which stayed open until the day that we opened the door for the freestanding ED. So we've been there for approximately 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ED, it's been open since August of 2015.
So with all the things you have available, is there anything else that you personally think would be a great asset?
Well, you know, Joan, we are going to be transitioning to another building. They have plans to build a larger ED and some other resources for the community. And so I'm looking forward to that move. It'll be a larger space, which I think that we're growing, in leaps and bounds, and that will be very helpful. I have to say that, and I'm proud to say this, that since we opened, there really were very few, maybe I can't even think of that many, one or two maybe situations where we thought, oh, we should do this. One of them was just to augment the lab, expand its capacity a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we pretty much had everything covered. It functions very well. It's very efficient. Supplies are, we don't have the essential supply like we have here at the hospital.
Right.
But we have a system down there that works very well with backup supplies that should we need them. And other than that, the doc really presented the biggest change for us down there to set up, processes to handle that, and we had to do a lot of training and water training. But otherwise, I think we're doing pretty well. And then when we expand to the new building, we'll see what other things we might add.
Well, listen, who was on the team, though, that did the research? Who were the members of the team that went up and, picked the hospitals to look at? I mean, I'm sure they were pretty easy to find hospitals that had freestanding emergency departments, especially in the areas that are kind of away from the city. But who was on the team? Who did they consider really important players in the design and the, as far as input into an emergency department?
Right. So we have an entire, obviously there's an administrative team, there's a design development team. The actual visiting, I was myself and my nurse manager, Lisa Busso. We took one of our line staff because everybody needs to see what's going on. And the people who are going to actually be working there are the people that really have the best insight. I'm smart enough to know that my staff are smarter than me when it comes to how they have to function on a daily basis. So we did the two site visits, and we also looked to see what kinds of things, we asked them first out of the box, what was your biggest barrier? Most of them gave us a couple of things, nothing that we didn't expect, but they gave us a lot of insight, and we saw how they functioned and what their flow was, which is really no different than the flow that we use here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very, collaborative team, and it was across the board. There were many different departments that participated, the lab. We had people at the table from the DOH, the administration, design development, the people who put it, the build together, EVS, our environmental services, that's a big part of it, the lab. I think I mentioned that already.
You did, but it must make you very happy to have the lab bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
The pharmacy, what drugs this, what do we have in the way of blood, what do we have, it was a lot of... It was a huge undertaking, I have to say. It's a year later, and I'm old, so I kind of forget all the nuances. But it was a huge collaborative, and it was a very collaborative teamwork, because every department is very important. There's no one person that's so important. It's everybody's important, because without the Uniclerk, without EVS, without the communications people, without IT, each one of those spokes in the wheel make the wheel go round. Otherwise, you're lobbing along. So everybody has to be there. And everybody brought very interesting and important information to the table.
Did you know you were going to need a water dock? I think that is like great. Did you know before the building really started being built that it was going to have access from water vehicles?
I personally did not. I knew that Long Beach had had a dock. And I did reach out. There's only one of the hospitals I know of, which is out in Long Island, the Eastern Long Island Hospital. So I reached out to them to say, how do you handle this?
Yeah.
And also, the Coast Guard and the waterways people. I forget their names now.
Me too.
They were very helpful also in, what kinds of things we needed. And then the physical aspect of how do we get people off a boat? How do we get them up the ramp? How do we get... So all of that came into play, and we had a lot of cooperation with our local EMS people and the Coast Guard. They had a lot of information to give us. So that was really the only thing. I did not know that we were going to have a dock to begin with. I was surprised. The county actually installed the dock, but now it's ours.
It's funny because different areas have different needs, and I wouldn't have thought of a dock. I mean, even though I know Long Beach is all water and the boardwalk and all that. When you said that, I was like, wow, that's a great... I mean, it's better than a heliport pad, right? With a
Yeah,
you don't need that. You need the dock. What else made you really excited once this opened and started running? What did you say that said, oh, my gosh, this is so great for the community?
Well, the whole thing was exciting to me because I know, there's plenty of urgent care centers, but there really is no freestanding emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And the workings, the functionality, the operations, the efficiencies that have to take place... All of that was very exciting, and my staff were equally excited. Like, what are we going to do with this? And simple things like food. Oh, what are we going to do about food for patients? So those kind of the kinds of things that came up that we mitigated that were, you know, it's exciting when you think, when somebody thinks of something like, well, what do we do for food? Oh, my goodness, yeah.
What did you do for food, Laura?
So we wound up, you know, we don't have a, obviously we don't have a kitchen there, but we wound up having have a freezer with healthy choice meals that if patients are there through lunch or through dinner. So we have healthy choice meals that are we are able to give to the patients. And that kind of solved that.
That did.
And
what else came up?
What else came up?
How about pediatrics? I know your nurses are trained in adult and pediatrics.
Correct.
Were parents comfortable coming into the ED? I bet you they were.
They have been. The pediatric population is about 18% of our volume, which is almost it's getting larger actually. But yes, they're very comfortable because it's local. It's, you know, your doctor's not in the office. It's after school. You know, after school is when we see the big influx. Something happened in school. But they are very comfortable, and we're able to handle them the same way we handle them here.
Now, in Long Beach, I know you're a little bit down the road from Oceanside, but what is the average, I guess, age? I don't want to say age, but what is the population like in Long Beach that you've had to also... Because I know South Nassau has done a great things with a lot of areas, especially geriatrics. Like, is there that same training occurs with those nurses? So that's
not
an issue.
One of our, geriatrics, you know, the ED nurses are trained in all age brackets, from the newborn, neonate, through the geriatric population. We actually received designation as a niche unit, which is a specialty area for geriatrics at the main campus. But all of our nurses have gone through that training. The age bracket and the age span is the same at Long Beach. It pretty much mimics what we have here at the Oceanside campus.
Oh, terrific.
So it's the same group, and it's almost, I would say the percentages are almost identical.
Now, I know you want to brag about the whole thing, but... Is there anything that you felt went so well initially, whether it was your first day grand opening? Were there any bumps that came up that you just, like, were a little nervous about it? Or did everything go perfectly?
Again, it was a year ago. But I don't remember anything. The only things that kind of came up was that we had some difficulties with the certificate of occupancy. There was some pushback from the state. And then Carolyn Rice and Kate Murray had gotten involved. And, you know, it was an important venture. They felt that we didn't have enough of a backup of a generator, but the generator really met, you know, our current standards. And then going forward, when we build, it was information that was helpful because when we build the next building, then we have a different aspect as to what's going to go on there. You know, flooding is a big thing there when the tide comes up. For my staff, they have to park a block or two away, especially when there's a horrible rainy season. But there's access via the ambulance, so that's not a big problem. I can't think of anything that was a major bump. I mean, the operations went very smooth. Here and there, maybe we found out that, oh, we ran out of, I don't even know what, it was nothing important. Maybe sheets. I think linens, we decided we were going to just cart linens over.
Yeah.
But then we decided this was not working, so we just have a linen service that matches what we have here.
That's perfect.
So it was those kinds of small things that, you know, we needed to augment a little bit that worked out well.
Now, what do you see for the future besides the big building? Is there anything else that you see? Do you have any radiology equipment there?
Oh, I'm sure
you do, right?
We have we have X-ray and we have CAT scan. We have one of the best CAT scan machines on the island. It's really one of the newer models, and we use it frequently. The idea behind setting up the freestanding ED is we want to keep the members of the community in the community. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have to stop bringing them back to the hospital and sending them back. The whole idea is to make sure that when you come there, we can take care of you and then send you home from there.
I think it sounds perfect, and it is something that Long Beach, I think, I'm sure, from what I've heard anyway, is so appreciative of the fact that it runs so smoothly. So can you just tell us a little bit about what are the hours? I'm sure it's just like an emergency department, but let's just start from scratch. Like, how many hours a day are you open 24/7, correct?
Correct.
And what would someone expect when they go there? Like, they can go there just for a cold? I mean, you know, like...
Well, there's a whole, you know, emergency department is that. It's an emergency department. So do I think you should come there for a cold? No. If there's no place else to go, Absolutely. But the whole idea behind an emergency room is to come for a true emergency. Sometimes people use the emergency rooms as their physicians, and truly that is not in their best interest. Everybody needs to have a physician who sees you on a regular basis so that he's the orchestra leader of your care. If you go to this ED and that ED, you're getting disjointed care by multiple different people. You need one person who sees you on a regular basis. So we encourage everybody who comes to the emergency room. If you don't have a physician, we will give you one. Also, in Long Beach and in Oceanside, we have a family practice center. And you can establish yourself as a patient there. You can walk in and make hours. They have an ability to, you don't have to have insurance. They take your insurance, so they work with you on a sliding scale. And the consistency in care is very important, especially as people get older and they have diabetes or they have congestive heart failure. You need people to watch you and you need to follow up. So what I want the public to know is that if you're sick and you need to come to the emergency room, please do. But when you leave, you need to follow through with the instructions that you're given and follow up with the doctor. And if you don't have one, establish yourself with somebody. That is the only way to stay healthy.
That is perfect information. But so this is not, it's freestanding only physically. It really sounds like you're tied not only to your main campus.
Correct.
But you're tied to the community in a very, very big way. Mm-hmm. And if you had to give them a takeaway message, I know you said make sure you get primary care. And I think that is exactly what they need to hear from this this show. What else would you tell them? Are there any websites or something?
I mean, yes.
Or numbers if they don't have access to a computer?
So the hospital website is www.southnassau.org. There is a lot of information there about if you don't have a doctor or if you need to see somebody or what services we provide. We have multiple services on multiple levels for oncology, cardiology, orthopedics. I mean, we have, you know, an extensive program for outreach programs. So that's something they can visit. If not, they can call the main hospital number, which is 632-3000, and they can direct your call. I think that's about it.
That's a lot. That's great.
Yeah. You know, we hear healthcare in and of itself is almost an altruistic situation. We're looking to provide a service to our community. It serves us well to have a healthy community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our goal, is to help people to stay healthy and stay on a healthy track.
That's wonderful. We want to thank our guest, Lori Edelman, who is a registered nurse at South Nassau Community Hospital, and she did a great job of talking about this first freestanding emergency department on Long Island. And we want to thank you for listening to Your Family's Health.
This brings an end to another edition of Your Family's Health on 90.3 FM, the voice of Nassau Community College. Joan Buckley is professor of nursing at Nassau Community College. Your comments are always welcome at whpc@ncc.edu. This program was produced at the studios of WHPC 90.3 on the campus of Nassau Community College. Join us again next week for another edition of Your Family's Health.